Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We welcome you to our program today. We're going to have a continuing teaching. These are church services that we have done, or healing schools that we've done, and we welcome you to come and join in this. And everything we have, you can have the everything in its entirety. It's free and postpaid. We will tell you at the end of the program exactly how you can get our programs, and they're all free and postpaid. And may the Lord bless you.
I used to wonder about that. I think, Lord, what is wisdom? And then one day I got revelation on wisdom. Wisdom is knowing what to do with the knowledge that you have. That's what wisdom is. A lot of people go to school and get an education. I mean, they get a high school education. They get a college education. They get a master's degree. They get a PhD and don't know what to do with none of it. They don't have enough sense, it appears, to come in out of the rain. Here a guy is with a PhD, all this knowledge in his head, and he's working down at McDonald's as a manager for just a little bit of money. He has no wisdom. Probably he's not in Christ. And if he is in Christ, he's not studied the Word of God, and he doesn't know what's his. Because when he becomes a Christian, all of this wisdom and sanctification and redemption becomes his, and then all the treasures and mysteries of the universe are hidden in Christ, which is in him, according to Colossians 2:3. And all he's got to do is call upon the Lord and thank him and praise him for these things, and that wisdom will flow through him, and he can do great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. But most people don't know it, because the devil has blinded our mind to the truth. Then it says in 1 Corinthians 3:1, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ." Now then, when you get saved, you're a babe in Christ. But let me tell you something. When I ask you how long you've been a Christian and you say 50 years, I don't expect you to still be a babe in Christ. And God doesn't expect you to be a babe in Christ at 50 years of age in Christ. Say you were 15 years old and now you're 65 years old, he expects you to be a full-grown, mature, perfect Christian. But you know what? By the time I'd been a Christian, 25 years I'd been a Christian. I'm now serving as a Sunday school teacher in a church. I'm serving as a deacon in a church. I'm doing all kinds of things in a church. Have I ever led anybody to Christ? No. Not one. Do I have any idea who I am in Christ? No. Something wrong with this picture. How can you get to be a deacon? How can you be a Sunday school teacher all those years and have no idea about who you are in Christ? Never seen an answer to prayer? Have no knowledge of the devil? You just come into church every time the door's open. You love Jesus. The devil comes upon you with sickness and disease, you just go to the doctor. You don't know how to pray a prayer of faith. Nobody's ever taught you. That's where I lived. Until one day I began to open this book and read it. When I really began to read the book, I thought, Lord, if this book is true, I am in big trouble. Because I'm not doing what this book says. I'm not even coming close to doing what it says. And if I am, and when I do this, if I become an obedient child, you've made me unlimited promises. There's no limit on what I can do. I said, Lord, this couldn't possibly be true. And the devil's over there saying, you're right. These things are not true. You're misinterpreting all of this. But I found out I wasn't misinterpreting. It was all true. But we remain babes in Christ, many of us, all through our entire life. We never get into the spirit world and see what we can do. In 1 Corinthians 15:22, it says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." When you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that's when you're supposed to become on fire with life. You're not under the devil's domain anymore. The Word of God says He delivered you from the kingdom of hell, the kingdom of darkness, out there in the muddy, sloppy sin pit of the world, and He translated you into the kingdom of light and put a clean, pure, white robe on you and made you a son or a daughter of the King of the universe. Now you're supposed to act like one. But I didn't know that. I read that, but it didn't mean anything to me. Second Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. What? Now thanks be unto God, which always, not just part of the time, He always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the Savior of His knowledge by us in every place. Now, if we're to triumph in Christ and we're to make known or make manifest the Savior of His knowledge by us in every place, you and I, as I run into a place like I did in Baltimore yesterday, and I run into a man that's lost, and I have been given all power and all dominion over the devil, I can kick that devil out of that man and ask the Father in Jesus' name to convict him of sin and expect Him to bring him into the kingdom and save him. And people say, oh, I prayed for Uncle John for 30 years. I prayed for my husband. I prayed for my sister. I prayed for my wife for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. And I've asked God, God, please, if You're willing, will You save Uncle John? And He says, that's what I wanted to do. I've been trying to do that all the time, but I can't answer that kind of a prayer. You've got to do something in faith. Yes, it is my will to save not only Uncle John, but the whole world. Well then, Lord, what's the problem? Read the Word. I told you if there's any lost on this earth, they're lost because of God of this world, which is the devil's blinded a man. I told you I'd give you all power and authority over him. He has to be subject to you, so kick him out in my name. I told you nobody can be saved except to be drawn by the Father, which I send the Holy Spirit. You asked me to send the proper labor into the harvest to bring Uncle John in after you've kicked the devil out of him, and I'll get him saved for you. How long did it take me to get Nicholas saved yesterday? 5 minutes. That was his name, Nicholas. The man stood out on the front porch with his wife with tears running down after it was over, and I said, praise God, brother, welcome into the kingdom of God. He said, thank you for being here today. You know what happened in his life right there that day? His eternity just took a change for the better. Every one of you that are born again know that man at 66 years old was headed to the pit of hell. If he'd have died, he'd have been in hell, in the flames of hell. Do you want to see anybody go there? I don't. So what do? You pray. You come against the forces of darkness. You quote the Word of God to the King. And then you call the King into remembrance of His promises. And when you call Him into remembrance of His promises, He sets up and takes notice. Jeremiah 1:12, He said, I watch over My Word to perform My Word. You can do all the begging and pleading and everything you want to, and nothing will happen. But when you start speaking the Word, the angels of God hearken to the Word, the angels of hell hearken to the Word, and the Holy Spirit hearkens to the Word of God spoken in the earth today. And it brings forth great and awesome miracles. The book of Acts has never gone away. Only we got to a point where we don't believe the book. But when we believe it, we get people saved and healed and delivered. Then he says, 2 Corinthians 3:14. But their minds were blinded. Their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil, the veil that's blinded their minds, one taken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. When you read the Old Testament to a Jew, the veil is there. But when you read the New Testament to them, and you kick the devil out and get them saved when they come into the kingdom, it's like yesterday that man was a totally different man. Totally different. And he was. He now has become a born-again Christian. But does that mean the devil's going to give up on him? Absolutely not. He will attack him even more now because he's become a son of God. You're really not in a war till you get saved. When you get saved, that's when the battle starts, isn't it, Benjamin? When you get saved and come into the kingdom, the devil says, Thurman Scrivener got saved when he was 11 years old, and up until that time, I didn't need hardly no demons, maybe one or two after him. But once he got saved, I sent some of my best demons out there to keep him out of the Word and to blind his mind to the truth. And they did a good job for 25 or 30 years. A good job. But because of the pounding of the Holy Ghost, continuing to beat on this, and it's kind of like a levee. You want to build a great, big, giant levee. If the water keeps beating on that and beating on it and beating on it, eventually it will cut a little hole under it. Once it gets a little hole and the water starts flowing under it, you're in trouble. You can't stop it. You better get out. And that's what the devil does to us. He's pounding on us. He'll put devastating things in our pathway to destroy us or whatever, or put sickness and disease upon us as Christians, and we yield to it. And we yield to sickness and disease. We don't stand in faith, so the devil takes us out with all kinds of sickness and disease. How many Christians do I know that I've heard say what I used to say? Well, you know, if you got sick, we pray for you. Do you think God will do anything? Well, I don't know whether He will or not. He's sovereign. He can if He wants to, but I don't know if He will or not. You know how many prayers I saw answered like that?
We're going to have to break in right there and stop the program for today, but if you'll join us tomorrow, the next program will be coming on Monday through Friday on your station, and we'll love to continue on. If you would like these teachings in their entirety, you're welcome to call our ministry center at 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you any type of media, free and postpaid. We have these teachings in their entirety. We'll be happy to send them to you. Or you can go to our website, www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries. And there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is our wonderful Lord and Savior. He is a mighty God.